You can't forget that you're not isolated from nature. You're not isolated from this planet. You're not pure spirits that are living in a dead material framework, that you're actually a part of a much larger structure, and you fit inside that structure. You're not outside it. When you know that the food that you eat, the shelter that you get is dependent on cycles in nature, that certain conditions have to be met in relation to nature, adapting to nature for your survival to be assured.
There's no cycles in nature, just go to the supermarket.
But that's what happens now. If you live in a culture where that's clear that you depend on the cycles of nature, then you're forced to create different attitudes to accommodate, to make yourself aware of those natural cycles all the time. And you do this through myth and ritual, which are constantly adjusting your way of looking at things so that you don't fall into the trap that our civilization has fallen into, because we had sort of technological windfalls that allowed us to control our environment according to our whims to an unbalanced degree, so that, like you just said, we no longer realize that our food has to come out of the land. We think that it comes out of the supermarket, and it's the problem of the people who grow it to get it to us.
Right. You know, that's their problem.
It's not our problem. Yeah. Right. And we've conditioned ourselves to have this notion that we no longer have to relate to the land directly. We have created this cocooned environment that is purely human, that is completely developed by human culture, and that no longer has any reference to the cycles of nature, or to the specificity of the place that you're in.